Ferguson.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome into another hour of the broadcast, and we're going to do something exciting and fun. We're going to be talking cars and guitars in this hour of the broadcast with a gentleman who's been with us before. We're going to be talking about Bob Seger, who is one of my personal favorites, and we're also going to be talking about cars in the city of Detroit, Michigan, the Motor City, because our very special guest is up to speed on all those items. Of course, along the way, we'll throw out a trivia question or two as well. Our toll-free line is toll-free, as I said, from anywhere in North America, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or you can email me up. It's boblongradio@yahoo.com. boblongradio@yahoo.com is the primary one, and the backup one, bob@boblongradio.com. Well, many times during Bob Seger's tour this past spring, we shared the microphone with this gentleman, along with Alto Reed, saxophonist extraordinaire for the Silver Bullet Band. This gentleman is the author of a wonderful book. If you haven't checked it out, if you haven't purchased it yet, you must do so. It's called Traveling Man, On the Road and Behind the Scenes with Bob Seger. He wrote it along with Gary Graff, and we'll talk all about the book and much more with our special guest, Tom Weschler. Tom, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you doing tonight, Bob? You sound great.
Oh, thank you very much, my friend. I'm doing fine and always love having you on the air with us. And let's begin by talking a little bit about cars, because you're from the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan, and I'm sure you grew up, surrounded by cars. And I know you told me off air that in your family, you were kind of the go-to person to identify vehicles.
That's absolutely true. When you're from Detroit, well, in the 50s, when I was a little kid, I was born in 48, so through the 50s, I was growing up in elementary school and so on, and we'd go to visit our relatives, like in Pennsylvania, in Ohio, and in New York. And every time I'd get there, you're 6, 7, 8 years old, the others, my cousins, would be like, okay, what's that over there? And I'd say, well, that's a 54 Kaiser. How do you know that? I said, well, you have to know that if you're from Detroit. Oh, yeah? What about that one right there? Oh, that's a 52 Pontiac. Come on, give me something hard. And we go through this every year, and I didn't really have to bone up on it because it was all over. Everywhere in Detroit, we had cars all the time, and everybody knew what year they were.
And I noticed
and what model.
Absolutely. And in talking with lots of folks who are Detroit natives, I mean, it seems like the auto industry has touched so many families in one way or another. Somebody always had, if not their dad, an uncle or a brother or somebody that worked on an assembly line. Bob Seger himself, I know, worked on a Ford assembly line for a brief period of time.
He sure did. He was literally making Thunderbirds, like the song.
Absolutely. And it's just what pulses through the city of Detroit. I mean, that synergy between cars and guitars, as I call it, it really runs deep. And all you have to do is look at some of the lyrics of Bob's songs. I mean, lots of car references, lots of motorcycle references, and, of course, a lot of references to Michigan. And he's one of the few artists that kind of stayed in his home territory, in his home turf. I mean, lots of famous folks, after they make it big, move away. But Bob stayed right there in the Motor City.
He sure did. He has, he's lived here all his life, and, his song's about traveling and about getting on a motorcycle and going somewhere, or, you know, jumping in a car and taking a ride. All the music that has to do with travel, it's all about hitting the road. You know, it's always about the pedal hitting the metal and the tires hitting the road. And in Detroit, I mean, that's what we do. We gave the world that first, and then we gave them some great music on top of it.
Absolutely. You worked with the Bob going way, way back. I mean, more than 10 years from the late 60s through the early 70s as tour manager and photographer, and still working today within the Seeger organization as well. So you've seen, you know, Bob from the beginning to the superstar that he is today, and you chronicle all this in this wonderful book, Traveling Man on the Road and Behind the Scenes with Bob Seeger. And you teamed up with a great gentleman, Gary Graff, to help put this book together. Tell our listeners all about Gary.
Gary's a very prolific rock and roll writer. He writes at least 5 articles a day. I get his Facebook thing. It hits me every day. There's a little thing comes on my phone that says Gary on Gary Graff on music, and there's another article. And he does this 5 times, 6 times a day. The man has been writing about music since I believe he started in 1978. His first interview with Seeger came in 82 when he moved up here from Pittsburgh, up to Detroit from Pittsburgh. And, we put that as part of the book. That's his contribution of his story with Bob to our book. And it was pretty neat. You know, he was a young writer. He comes to town and he's supposed to interview Seeger, and he thinks, well, he doesn't really know what's going to happen. And all of a sudden, up the stairs bounds this guy, jumps into the room, says, "Hey, what's going on, Gary?" It's Bob. The personality himself. Bob's always been a nice guy.
Oh, that's great. The afterword of the book was written by Kid Rock, who I know is such a fan of Bob's, really has emulated him. And in many, many ways, and the foreword of the book was written by John Mellencamp. But tell us a little bit about John and why you decided to have John do the foreword.
Well, it was a no-brainer. Gary suggested it, and I had known John since the early days. Well, since his first album promotional tour, I was with him taking photographs of all the different, you know, stops at radio stations and the shows that he sometimes opened for people and sometimes did on his own. So he was a logical choice, but I had no idea he was going to be as far into it as he was. Gary told me that he had written him an email, and 20 minutes later, he had on his computer John's finished introduction. And
I
was like, holy smokes, that was fast.
That is amazing. I can't believe that he could turn that around that quickly. Wow.
Well, apparently he was thinking about it, you know.
Absolutely. And he told me an inside story, you know, Bob was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Was it 2004? Is that right?
2004, yes, in March.
And I remember it well. And Kid Rock did the introduction to inducting Bob into the hall. But Don Henley was also kind of in queue also to give that honor to Bob. So that was interesting how that shook down.
Yeah, Punch was, at the time, Punch Andrews is Bob's manager. And at that time, he was managing Kid Rock as well. And apparently, somebody forgot to tell Henley that Kid Rock was going to do the introduction instead of him, unfortunately. But it worked out good. I mean, because Kid Rock did a great job, and you know, everybody got it together and figured, well, okay, so there's mistakes. People make mistakes, don't they?
Absolutely, all the time.
and in this case, Don, he was congenial about it, of course. He's a very personable man, and he kind of said, well, sure, that's great. You know, now I don't have to do it.
Very good. More with Tom Weschler straight ahead right here on Auto World.
December 7, 1941, Japan attacks Pearl Harbor. America enters World War II. Our troops in the Philippines will get no help as Washington concentrates on Hitler's Europe. April 9, 1942, surrender in the Philippines. The infamous Bataan Death March. Years as POWs. A story of starvation and murder, bravery and hope. Forsaken Heroes of the Pacific War. One Man's True Story by Don Morrow and Kevin Moore. Book profits to the Wounded Warriors Project.
Book price $27.95. Audiobook available at same price. Make check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811. That's $27.95. Check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you.
everybody to Auto World. We're playing a little Cars and Guitars radio here with Tom Wescher, the author of Traveling Man, On the Road and Behind the Scenes with Bob Seger. That was recorded from this past spring's tour out on the road. And the good news for Seger fans, Tom, is the fact that Bob is going to be returning with a tour here coming up in the not-too-distant future in November and December.
Yep, that's right. We're going to hit the road. We've been rehearsing, as you know. I was telling you about that the other day. We've been rehearsing, and the band is so much, I mean, they're even better than they were in the spring, and that was the best I'd heard them since I was on the road with them. So, I mean, they're just, it's just going to be great. I can't wait to get out there. We're starting off in Ypsilanti at Eastern Michigan University on November 2nd, so that's not too far away.
No, it isn't. Just around the bend, and we got lots more news to tell folks about Bob. But one thing that really fascinates me about you, Tom, is that you are so gifted in so many ways. I mean, number one, you're a wonderful photographer, but you're also a great artist. I mean, you actually, you know, designed 8 Seger album covers. I mean, that alone is just huge. Tell us about doing those covers. What was it like?
Well, there was a lot of pressure, actually, for most of them, because you know Punch and mm-hmm. Bob's manager. Sometimes he'll say, oh, yeah, by the way, we have to have the album cover in Los Angeles by 2 o'clock, 3 days down the road, which in the day of like 1970, 71, that meant that we had to have it on the Railway Express Agency train or the airline by the next day. So I'd be in the basement working on those overnight sometimes, and it worked out pretty good. That's how the Seger 7 album cover came about. We had planned ahead for that one, and we hired a really good painter named Robbie Fleischer to emulate the Seagram 7, you know, the whiskey's logo with Bob sitting there. And he had done a great job. And we had permission from Bronfman, the people that own Seagram 7. And the Warner Brothers lawyers, for some reason, they were our distributor for Palladium Records at the time, Warner Brothers was. They decided that they didn't trust those New York lawyers, and they weren't going to let us do it, so we had to come up with something else. And I remember sitting there going, oh, my goodness, how am I going to top this? Well, I figured, okay, Seger 7, roll the dice, 7 different colors, put it together, and we sent it out there, and it worked out pretty good. Everybody likes that cover, even won an award with it.
Oh, that's fantastic. And certainly when you look at some of the other covers that you designed, the Smoke and OP album cover is a story to be told. My friend, tell all your listeners all across North America all about that album cover.
Well, we were trying to figure out what we were going to do for the next album. The title was still up in the air, and Bob was going to the thing was, we were going to do other people's material, Tim Harden songs, songs that were written by other people, but we were going to smoke them. See, it's like smoking OP. Well, back in those days, if you borrowed a cigarette from someone, you were bumming an OP, an other person's cigarette.
So wow.
Bob said, hey, how about let's call it Smoking OP? And I thought, oh, great. Well, how am I going to do that? What are we going to do for an album cover? So I walked down to Keiko's Market, this little store down the street from the office, to get my Camels. I used to smoke Camels back then. Haven't for years, but I did then. And right next to Camels on the shelf is Lucky Strikes. And I looked at that and I thought, why not just take out the Lucky Strikes and put Smoking OPs? Everybody would know what that is. They'd get it. And sure enough, I went back to the office, did the album cover. I did a drawing of it, called Seger up, went over to his house. I don't know, it's probably 2 o'clock in the morning. He says, yeah, that's it. Go do it. So I went back to the office, stayed up all night. We used to use Cellotac. That's this sticky stuff. We didn't have Photoshop or Illustrator or any of that back then. Uh-huh. We had to do it by hand, and I laid it out and got it finished, showed it to Punch in the morning, and he said, Wechsler, you've done it again. Let's go with that one. And so we did.
Oh, what a great story, Tom. Tom Wechsler is our very special guest, the author of a wonderful book about Bob Seger. If you're a Seger fan, and all you have to do is go on to Bob Seger's Facebook page. Close to 500,000 people on that page. And you too can become a fan of Bob right there on Facebook. But this is a must because it's a real behind-the-scenes look at Bob. And it was great photography by Tom and great writing by Gary. And I would imagine putting this book together, just sorting through all the photographs. I mean, over the years, if you had to guess how many photographs you've taken of Bob, I mean, how many thousands would that
be?
Well,
it's into the upper 10,000s area. You know, there's
wow.
A lot. Lots and lots and lots of them. I had thousands of photos to choose from that were good enough to put in the book. We narrowed it down to 4,500 and then looked through them all, and I decided to do that myself, and I presented our publisher, Wayne State University Press, with about 250, and they narrowed it down to 100. I think there's 170 photos in the book, and they did well. They chose well, so I acquiesced to their decision, and only took some heat for one of them from Bob.
Yeah,
the one where he's kind of got a goofy look on his face, and he's got big earphone cans on his ears, and he said to me, he said, what the heck did you use that for? I said, because you look like your son. He goes, oh yeah, you're right. It was a kind of a young kid look, you know.
Oh, that's great, Tom. More Seger Talk with Tom Wechsler straight ahead.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away.
I'm Bob Long. Today on The Long Drive, the Cadillac Coupe everybody's talking about. Presented by Haggerty.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
Cadillac's all-new coupe is offered in both base and CTS-V form, packing both beauty and brawn. Clay Dean is design director for Cadillac.
What you're going to see is different wheels. You'll see a different hood. You'll see a different fascia and grille, different unique rear exhaust. A little bit of difference inside with the trim and the seats. 556 horsepower.
For thelawndrive.com, I'm Bob Lawn.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Everybody, thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World as we do a little cars and guitars here with Tom Weschler, the author of Traveling Man on the Road and Behind the Scenes with Bob Seger. And speaking of rock and roll never forgets, Bob's got a new hits collection called Ultimate Hits coming out for the holidays ahead. And to tie cars into it, he selected a beautiful Corvette to put on the cover along with himself.
Yep, that's a great shot. I like that. There's a booklet that comes along with it that's got a whole bunch of pictures from a lot of great photographers, a lot of my friends from Cream Magazine back in the day, and some photos by Larry Kaplan and Michael Marks and myself included. We're looking forward to that one. That'll be cool. Hey, Bob, I got a question for you.
Sure.
You want to hear a really good Mustang story?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay. It's 1989, and I'm out in Los Angeles taking some photos for a client who had us out there at the Raleigh Studios. It's a movie-making facility in Los Angeles. And I was a rookie, never been there before, but not a rookie photographer. And I'm looking at this Mustang, beautiful green 71 Boss, you know, just beautiful,
yeah.
Mint condition. Cars in L.A. are so great. I'm looking at this, and I'm underneath looking to see if there's any rust. And there's these cowboy boots standing next to me when I come out, and I said, oh, hi, is this your car? Yeah, it's my car. I said, well, I'm from Detroit. This is my first time out here, and I'm really admiring how cool this looks. Now, I didn't have any idea who this guy was. And he said, well, oh, you're from Detroit? Well, check this out. So he pulls the pins, and we pop the hood, and we're looking at it. He says, you want to go for a ride? I went, yeah, sure. So we went for a ride, came back, and I shook his hand and thanked him, I went about my business, and two of the art director girls that were there came up to me and said, hey, do you think you could get a picture of your new friend? We saw you talking to him. I said, with who? With us. What do you mean, with who? I said, I don't know. I'll ask him when he comes out of that office. He went into an office there.
Uh-huh.
And it was Kevin Costner. I had no idea who he was. I felt like an idiot. Anyway, when he came out, I said, Mr. Costner, would you mind having a picture with these girls? And he said, no, of course not. What are you going to do with the picture? I said, I'll just give it to them. He said, okay, no problem. And we did.
Oh, great story.
But here's the killer. 2 months later, his car showed up on the front cover of Architectural Digest magazine when they did a thing about his house.
No kidding. Wow.
Yep.
Just to tie it all together, that's a great story, Tom. Boy, and of course, another big news on the Sega front is that selected albums are now available on iTunes, including Remastered 9 Tonight and Remastered Live Bullet. And there's another famous album cover that you are responsible for. And in recent times, Kid Rock put out an album cover kind of emulating that. Tell the story of that album cover.
The Live Bullet album cover?
Yeah.
Okay, we decided to include as many photographers as possible on that. So what I did is I put out the call to all my buddies all over the country. I said, you guys got any slides of Seeger, send them to me, because we're going to have a party at the manager's house, Punch Andrews' house, and we're going to pick through all the slides and pick out, each guy in the band gets to pick, you know, his picture, and we'll pick out group ones and all that. And Bob will pick out the ones that he wants. So we meet, and we're out there drinking beer, having fun, partying. It's midnight by this time, and pretty much the band is happy with the photos that they've chosen. But we still didn't have a cover. And one fella, Buzzy Van Houten and myself, were still in the kitchen showing them on the refrigerator because it was nice and white, you know, and easy to see the slides on that. Everybody else had either left or passed out on the couches in the living room. And Buzzy and I are looking at the last slide. We put it up, and it's Robbie Marklewitz's picture of Bob, the cover itself. Just perfect. I could see it as a double album cover, just absolutely perfect. I said, that's it. And Buzzy said to me, well where's the title going to go, and where's the logo going to be? And so I grabbed a magic marker and did it all right there with it. And he goes, yeah, that looks great. Cool. Now you got to go home and get that thing laid out, because we got to send it out tomorrow. I said, yep, I know. We turned the lights on. There's no slide on the refrigerator anymore. Just a magic marker with a Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet. Buzzy says to me, I don't think that stuff comes off. I went, yeah, I think you're right.
Oh, that's great. Super story. Tom Weschler is with us. And a number of people have emailed me up here wanting to know, where is the best place to pick up a copy of Traveling Man on the Road and Behind the Scenes with Bob Seger? You'll be on tour, of course, with Bob, so if you're going to one of his shows, you can even get it autographed.
Yep, I'll be out there with most of the dates. The book is available in most bookstores, Barnes & Noble. Borders did have it while they were around. I understand there's still a few Borders out there, too. So, and like I said, Amazon has it, and they have it at Target.com, and Wayne State University Press has it available. If you go to their website, it's available there. And BobSeger.com has it in stock.
Excellent.
It's available pretty much everywhere right now. And we're hoping that it gets more available.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a beautiful book. It really is. It's a coffee table book, and just a great gift for any loyal Seger fan. And I mean, Tom has been with Bob and Punch Andrews, Bob's manager, since the start. I mean, who did you meet first? Did you meet Punch first or Bob first?
Actually, I met Bob first. I went to one of Punch's teenage nightclubs in Detroit called the Hideouts. There were four of them in different locations. And I went to see Bob Seger play every time he played, because he was always surrounded by girls. Lots of girls would come and see Seger play. So my friends and I thought, well, you know, you can't have them all, you know. So let's go down there and hang out and watch the band. And he was, you know, very, very good, writing his own songs and doing other people's songs at that time, smoking OPs, as it were. But that was back in 1965, and in 66. I met Punch in 1966, I believe it was. I asked him if I could audition my band. I managed a band from Rochester called We Who Are.
Interesting name.
And wanted to play at the Hideout, so I brought a bunch of girlfriends with me, friends that I knew from high school, and these girls came down with me, and they said, yeah, we're going to bring all our girlfriends, too, when they play here. And I said, so can we audition? He said, no need to audition. Just get them here next week, and you can open for Glenn Frey's band. His band was called The Mushrooms at the time.
Unbelievable.
And so we did. That's how I met Punch.
Isn't that amazing?
There's a little more to it in the book, but I don't want to say those exact words on the radio. You know, Bob got inducted, or not inducted, but he got nominated to be inducted to the Songwriters Hall of Fame this past week.
Oh, that is wonderful news. Tell us more about the Songwriters Hall of Fame. That's a great honor.
Yeah, it is. He's real excited about it. This year's potential inductees are Elvis Costello, Dion, Debbie Harry from
Blondie.
Yusuf Islam, who is Cat Stevens, Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart.
Eurythmics, yeah.
George Michael, Gordon Lightfoot, Steve Miller, Lou Reed, Bob Seger, Pete Townsend, and Tom Waits.
Wow, that is quite an elite group. And how many will be chosen? Just one or two?
Six.
Well, he definitely needs to be in that six. More with Tom Weschler straight ahead.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
Attention homeowners, are you struggling with your mortgage? Is your home worth less than you owe? Are you heading towards foreclosure? Mortgage Mentors USA is ready to help. Call 888-344-3951 for a free consultation with a specialist who works directly with lenders to fit your needs. We may be able to cut your mortgage payment in half and help to reduce your interest payment to as low as 1%. Call Mortgage Mentors USA at 888-344-3951. That's 888-344-3951.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
October 1980, recorded at the old Boston Garden from the Nine Tonight album, which is now available on iTunes and remastered also in CD version as well. Amazing cut there and amazing performance. I remember it well as I was a teenager working at a big Boston radio station. Boston has always loved Bob Seger. I've always loved Bob Seger. And our special guest, Tom Weschler, is the author of a great book, A Traveling Man on the Road and Behind the Scenes with Bob Seger. He literally saw Bob from the beginning, from working at small clubs and schools to riding in station wagons to all the way to jets. You went from station wagons to jets really quick. And you were saying before the break about that great honor that Bob has been nominated for the Songwriters Hall of Fame. I know, you know, many people look up to Bob Dylan as being one of the great songwriters of all time. And when people ask Bob Dylan who he thought the best American songwriter was, what was his answer, Tom?
I had read a piece that Bob Dylan said that he liked Bob Seger. Now, I thought that was great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. And when Seger was inducted to the Hall of Fame in 2004, I was at the Waldorf taking photos of this this event. And when I got out to the lobby, my phone was ringing, and it was my wife calling me. She was in Detroit at a venue called the State Theater where Bob Dylan was playing. And she was yelling into the phone with a lot of loud music going. She goes, "You're not going to believe this. Dylan's doing Get Out of Denver in tribute to Bob." And she's holding the phone up and it's like, you know, all confusing and everything. But someone actually made a tape of that. And he, you know, it was a really a nice tribute. Bob Dylan was doing Get Out of Denver by Bob Seger.
Oh, that is fantastic. Wow, what a great story. And what amazing stories that you tell in the book. And, of course, I love the story of our great friend Alto Reed, who looks like he was busy today and couldn't join us. But you are the man who really discovered Alto, because you were managing a club for Punch Andrews, and Alto had another band. Tell us about Alto's other band. What was his band like the first time that you saw him?
Well, they were a good rock and roll band, but they played a little bit more, I don't know, I guess I'd call it highbrow music. It was good, very good, high quality music. The name of the band was Ormandy, named after the famed Philadelphia Philharmonic conductor, Eugene Ormandy.
Wow.
I always got a kick out of that. They, you know, kind of reminded me that back in those days, Yes was popular and ELP, you know, that kind of thing. And Alto was always like out front, moving around with his saxophone. He could play the classical stuff as well as the rock and roll. And I really liked how he played. And Bob had mentioned he'd like to get a saxophone player for the band. And, you know, I'm thinking, you know, maybe we can hook up and somehow and get him to come see this fellow play. And so Bob came to see him. really liked him, and he was up in Lansing playing, and Bob happened to be up there visiting someone, so he went to see him at a place called the Silver Dollar, I believe is the name of it. It's not there anymore, but he liked him so much, he said, yeah, let's get that guy, you know, and the rest is, as they say, history. Alto's been with us for a long time, a long time.
And it's amazing, too, that it was the rock band Kiss that really helped Bob along in his career, because Bob was opening for Kiss and really gave a lot of exposure to Bob.
They sure did. They took Bob out there on the road with him on their tour. I believe it was in 76. And they were thrilled by the reaction Bob was getting. I mean, he was knocking them dead. Everybody loved him. And so they said, well, you know, why would we want anybody else on the rest of the tour? Let's go ask these guys if they want to do it. So they called Punch, and he said, sure, if Bob's up for it. You know, and Bob said, yeah, I'd love to do it. So they finished the whole tour with him, went on the road with Gene Simmons and Paul, you know, Paul Stanley. Those guys are really nice guys, by the way. They're not really like cartoon. They're like not cartoon characters in real life. One time we played BC in Boston.
No kidding.
Yeah, when I was on the road, and I had Dave McCullough, guy nicknamed Dancer, was my sound man, and he drove the truck along with this new guy that we kind of hired for a minute. He didn't last too long, because when we got to BC, he backed the truck up and knocked down some of the handrails that the fathers and the students had been using for 100 years.
Oh, no.
Cost me $1,500 to get out of there. But we played
story.
And we did a good job. They liked us a lot. And like I said, our $1,500 we were getting paid that night went to pay for the handrails.
Well, it's certainly, you know, been quite a journey, and it's all chronicled here in Traveling Man on the Road and Behind the Scenes with Bob Seger. And you know, I know Bob himself has got some really cool cars, and I mean,
yes, he does.
He really enjoys, you know, like you say, he writes so much about being out there on the road. We'll throw out a quick trivia question here, very quick here. In the song "Night Moves," Bob refers to a certain year Chevrolet in the lyrics of the song. Let's see if somebody can get that answer really quick at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or BobLongRadio@yahoo.com. So you're looking forward to the big tour, and you're going to be coming back to my neck of the woods here in Worcester, Massachusetts, and down in Connecticut,
yep,
and Madison Square Garden, but also the Staples Center in L.A., and playing in Vegas at Mandalay Bay, and a million other spots in between. I believe you're doing a big festival down at the down in Orlando.
In Orlando, yep. It's called Orlando Calling. You know, like the Clash, London Calling, but it's Orlando Calling.
Interesting.
I found out why they called it that, because the promoters are English.
Oh,
that makes sense. Yeah,
definitely.
I have an interesting little piece of trivia here. I looked up some of the people that are in the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Uh-huh.
Leroy Anderson comes to mind. Know who that is?
He should.
He's the guy who wrote Sleigh Ride in 1880.
Oh, wow.
Along with Chuck Berry, Jackson Brown, Garth Brooks, Carole King, Paul Simon, and Glenn Frey, all kinds of people. Nick Ashford from Ashford and Simpson. There's a lot of people that are already in there, so we've got our fingers crossed.
Yeah, no doubt Bob will get in there. I mean, that's everybody in that nomination list this year, you know, certainly is deserving. But in my opinion, you know, Bob should definitely get in. So fingers crossed on that one. And you know,
yep,
great luck on this upcoming tour. Of course, we'll be checking in with you along the way on the tour, and we'll get Alto on the line here. And I always love to reference that shot that you took of Alto in a balloon. Was that at the Pine Knob Theater in Michigan? Where was
that? No, the balloon was at the Martin Speedway. You know, cars, there we go.
There we go.
The Martin Speedway in Western Michigan. And he was ready to go up, and he just, I mean, I don't know how he does this stuff. I mean, I'm afraid of heights. Alto's not, obviously. He just comes shooting in a parachute harness, or he'll go up in a balloon, or he'll stand up on top of the W cabinets. And I mean, Alto's a born showman, and he's fearless. Did you see him open the Tigers?
I did.
Tigers game. Wasn't that nice?
He did such a great job, and my wife has not met him in person yet, but her reaction was, you know, he really puts his whole heart and soul into it. And we do have an answer here to the trivia question via email. It goes out to William in South Carolina. Back in the back seat of my 60 Chevy. That's the line.
Yep.
That's correct from Night Moves. Very good. Tom, thank you so much for your time. And again, folks can pick it up at Amazon.com, BobSeger.com. Thank you, my friend. We'll do it again real soon.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
We'll take it out in grand style here with a little Bob Seger here on Cars and Guitars Radio, Auto World style. My name is Bob Long. Thank you so very much for joining me for this edition of the program.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.